previously Uncoupled with Chaos, a personal podcast.
Yeah.
At least we had that chance to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a big believer in that. You know, say all the things that you feel about a person every chance that you get to. You know, show them, tell them, you know, never let an opportunity pass. Because you just don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Mm.
So if there's something you want someone to know, tell them, show them every time you see them.
Mm.
You can't do it enough. You can't love somebody too much.
Yeah.
And that's it. Don't hold grudges. Let go of the past. Don't ask questions. Start fresh every day.
Mm.
That's my philosophy.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
So, I know where the body is.
Huh?
So, as a part of, just for us, there's a chance, you know, in the next year or so, because the 90-day stuff is getting poor, right?
Yeah, it's really bad.
That we kind of transition in, there's a chance of transitioning into other avenues.
Uh-huh.
And a part of that, we talked about the end of last week, was, you know, some husband and wife, true crime things.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was during that time, and I kind of told you about this, and I would think it would be maybe a couple of years ago. You know, you've had a dream and like you think it's real.
Yeah.
And so I distinctly remember, and I didn't remember it like at the time, but disposing of a body, right?
This is scary to me.
Well, I understand that completely, but it's so real, and I couldn't. And I'm trying to figure out where I was, what house, you know, we've been, and how long ago this would have been. And it came to me today that the body is under the square foot garden.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? But for that to be true, right? So I'm telling you that the placement of the body and the act it took to get it in a way to bury it is real in my mind, right?
That is messed up.
Okay. And so I'd like remember the feeling of this could be discovered someday.
Oh my gosh. Right?
And so, but it's so real. And I'm not a guy, somebody who talks about dreams, right?
Yeah, you joke with me all the time about how I have to fall asleep listening to death and that you can just imagine what kind of dreams I have, but I really don't dream.
Mm. So I don't know when this dream happened, but it would have been...
Meaning I don't wake up from a dream and remember I had one.
Maybe it was when we were building the square foot garden. And like, I think, like, maybe I influenced where we put the square foot garden to put it over top of the body.
Oh my God.
So that it wouldn't be discovered. That's what I'm thinking today. Like, you know, but I go, for me to actually dispose of a body... There's nobody else.
What did you do to it? Did you like saw it up in pieces?
There's no one else around, right?
Uh-huh.
So this means for it to be true, I would have had to have obviously terminated the life of someone to have this happen.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think, although I distinctly remember the body, right?
Okay, was this man or woman?
I don't remember. I don't know that I have that detail. So this is the good part of it. The good part of it is that I have no recollection of actually getting rid of some.
So it wasn't because you were fantasizing secretly about offing someone.
So there's not like a person, right? Uh-huh. But the thought is, because it's so real.
Uh-huh.
And like where, now I know where I put it. And I know there's not a body there, right? Because
right.
I didn't put a body there.
Right.
That square foot garden is really in our front yard.
Uh-huh.
So there's no chance of me digging in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's right next to the neighbor's driveway.
Right. So this is not, it's not actually real.
Uh-huh.
But I swear, I can like feel it.
That's a little weird.
Well, I understand that.
I'm finding this somewhat disturbing.
I understand, but you're the one, right? I mean, we do go, we've talked about it over and over again. 48 hours is or first 48 is what happens, and now we're watching maybe some episodes of 48 Hours, the CBS show, and So this is husband and wife and this kind of thing, a lot of that. But it just popped in my head. Uh-huh. But I think that I would remember ending a life, right? That I wouldn't have erased that part out of it. Uh-huh. But then I thought, well, I did erase the disposal of the body. But that's not real, right? Or is it? And so now you're there. Well, I get it. I mean, I wouldn't obviously go on a podcast and say, well, guess what? There's a body under our square foot garden.
You're scaring me a little bit.
But hasn't it been, it's been like that real? But I don't remember like it when it happened. Mm-hmm. Nor can I find a window. The only window where like I would have been home alone long enough to do this would have been while you were in Virginia.
And when I was joking about the wood chipper front.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But that's the only time. And the square foot garden was already there.
Right.
So it had to have been before then. I'm going to tell you, though, when the day comes when we move the square foot garden.
You're going to look.
I'm going to be a little nervous.
You're funny.
I mean, what do you block out when it comes to something like that?
Oh, my gosh. Is this a...
I'm just telling you. This is what you've done.
Laying a foundation of a future plea of insanity or something?
No, I don't think you'd admit it. Wouldn't that be the plea then? Wouldn't it be, well, there's nobody who would go on a podcast that nobody listens to and talk about disposal of a body, right? This is an interesting start to a show.
It's a little strange.
But I just remember the location today. Is there anybody that has been in our life that is not...
Is missing now.
Suddenly is missing. Right? There isn't anybody, right?
No.
The Terminex guy, the pool guy, no. They're all still here. Yeah, I don't remember what... And I think if it would have been an accident, I would have just called the police, mm-hmm. Right? That would be how you would do this. We've learned from our shows that we've watched recently that taking whatever you do, it looks worse when you take the body with you. Uh-huh. And then do something with it. Right. Did you end up seeing the...
That's a whole nother crime.
The end of the one last night where the guy took the body and was waiting to the trial to say where it was?
He never did say, I thought.
Did he get convicted?
I believe so.
It was tough.
But he never did say what he did with the body.
Hard not to be guilty if you're... So I guess if, in fact, I guess somebody could dispose of a body under our square foot garden, and I guess I've just admitted to it, right? If there's a body there, then
Now a suspect.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. Crap. Let's start this over again.
Maybe nobody local is listening so that they wouldn't know where to come.
We would see it. We just can't leave the house for a week or so, long enough for somebody
to come put
a body underneath our square foot garden. It'd be lazy and just put it in the garden. That would be our kids,
right? I did find a rat carcass in the garden after one winter.
Eating your parsley is what it was. It slept in your bed of parsley. That would be it.
It was that year they had a nest out there in the retaining wall.
Right.
Between
we have a retaining wall
yard
there
and the neighbor's driveway.
With holes in it. Yeah. It's a stone retaining wall. And so we were there when we first moved in. And
there were rat boxes everywhere, bait boxes.
And now we know why.
Yeah, all in the bushes next to the retaining
wall. And so you could be
there
looking out of the back fence and out pops a rodent. Out of the back, in the backyard, running down the side of the wall.
Yeah, the retaining wall holds up the neighbor's elevated driveway and backyard.
This explains why our rat dog
loves to be outside.
Love, night. Yes.
Yes.
We have found actual other carcasses around. Uh-huh. This is not, we
there
have
was
not.
There was also a rat carcass in, let's not forget, in the pool return. Basket
oh, that's great.
When I was the one cleaning the pool.
It's because our dog, that dog. Well, you know, we haven't seen any in years.
No. We used to see them on the cameras at night. Mm. walking along the top of the fence in the backyard.
Yeah.
Because they were living in that wall. But ever since that season where we discovered they were living in the wall.
Maybe that's it. I'm just a rat killer.
Yeah. Maybe probably, it was the rat carcasses you put under the garden.
We're going to get some. That's probably bad. People are going to not like me.
Yeah, our neighbors were complaining that stray cats were dying because somebody was putting out.
Oh, hold on. Let's stop right there.
The best way to get rid of a rat. We're not doing this. So if you would like the rats in your yard, please be the Pied Piper and lead them your way.
Yeah, that'll be it. We'll come and trap them and send them to you. This is just a really negative start to a podcast. A lot of death and killing. This will be coupled with chaos killing. I guess is just what we call this one.
Yeah, I'm glad they're not around anymore.
Yeah. Maybe they're under the square foot garden. Maybe it was just
that's
rats.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what you did.
There.
You put rat carcasses.
It's just odd because it's so real. I remember the fear of I'm going to get caught, right?
Wow. Okay.
During the dream.
I think there's enough about this.
I understand. I'm just telling you how real it is.
That's why it's disturbing.
But it's just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do happier things. Like maybe what we should do is when we go to bed, let's listen to old episodes of Bear in the Big Blue House. Right? Wouldn't that be nice?
It actually would be very reminiscent for me.
Yeah, but it would still be nice. And then we'd
be happy.
I watched
all of them with our children.
And we would dream about Pip and Pop. Now we're talking to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be nice. We could have a more pleasant evening.
Well, they brought all of that back to, it used to be on Playhouse Disney.
Mm.
And
our kids grew up.
Hayden.
Yeah, our oldest grew up to Bear in the Big Blue House.
He had a whole Bear in the Big Blue House
bedroom. Welcome to
the
Big Blue House.
He was in the band club. He had birthday cake where I stayed up literally all throughout the night with a freeze frame on a VHS tape of the Big Blue House because I was drawing it and filling it in with icing on his birthday cake.
What moms do.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'm outside burying a body.
Apparently.
So it'll be, if you want happy and fun things like ant bites and puppy sitting, then you can listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
If not, you're going to just remember us for burying bodies, killing rats.
Speak for yourself.
And that's it. So that's us. Welcome to not the Big Blue House. The House of Death is what we have. So anybody want to come over and listen to records? I don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.